Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't know. Yes, I'm the girlfriend. They called me after the accident, but it took a while for me to actually get here. I'm so sorry. How is my partner doing? A few broken bones. Is it gonna be anything serious? Like, is something gonna have long-term damage? That's... Thank you. That's really good to hear. I know. I heard the other guy didn't make it. I feel really bad about everything that ended up happening. And I don't even know what actually did happen. Right. Sorry. You need to get back to your job without me keeping you here. No, I get it. I'm sorry. Baby. Oh my god, baby, I'm so sorry. I didn't know whether or not you were awake yet, I wasn't sure. When they called, they said you were unconscious or asleep, and I didn't want to assume the worst, but then they also said that one of the people in the accident passed away, and I was so, so scared. But you're here. They said you were in here. God, I'm so glad you made it. I don't know what I would have done without you. And your face, honey. You look so exhausted from everything. I mean, I guess so. It just happened today. But they also said you had a few broken bones. Jeez. But you can't feel it though, right? You're not uncomfortable in the bed? I can go grab the nurse again right now to go get you another pillow so you... Are you sure? He couldn't have gotten too far. Okay. And everything else is fine? Yeah, I guess adrenaline and drugs will do that to you, yeah? But I'm so, so glad that you can still be here with me. You have no idea how worried I was about you. Obviously, if I got any call about you being hurt, then I would be worried. But a car accident? How am I even supposed to deal with that? It's just so hard to think about if something might have gone differently. You're right. You're right. I'll try and stop thinking that way if I can. But you have to promise me that you'll follow everything the doctor says about your recovery, and you'll be extra careful on the road from now on. Of course I would be worried about that. Did you think I would find out you were in an accident and then not be concerned about you getting on the road again? If I could, I would have you stay home all the time so you wouldn't even have to think about this happening again. I know, which is why I can't stop you. You're entitled to your own decisions as much as I am. And not to mention, you still have to go get to work somehow. And that can't be changed to something virtual, maybe? Okay, fine. I'll try and stop fighting you on this. It's just hard. Is it okay if I ask about what happened, or did you want to rest for now? I know you might want to be alone and not have to think about all of this when you just came out on the other side of it. Plus, I'm sure the doctor's already asked you as well, and you must be kind of tired of repeating the story over and over. But that doesn't mean you have to talk about it if you don't want to. I could always wait till tomorrow or next week or whenever you're ready. I'm not going to play the girlfriend card to push you into overloading yourself. You deserve as much rest as you can get. Well, yeah, I'd want to know, but... Okay, I'll let you tell me. Of course, there's always going to be idiots trying to get somewhere a little faster. even I'm not dumb enough to do that when it's raining. They teach you literally everywhere that it's not safe. Was it like a head-on collision, or? So kind of like the front corner of your car then. And what happened to him? Did he keep hydroplaning after that? No, it's okay. I was just wondering if you knew, is all. I'm glad you managed to make it out all right. Or at least, yeah. Did anyone else end up in the accident? And they weren't mad at you or anything, were they? I mean, you kind of had to swerve or he might have killed you. He might have killed you. I know, I'm sorry. I just said I'd stop thinking about that, but it's so hard not to. Especially not when I'm staring at you in a hospital bed with casts and bandages. You can see how this is hard, can't you? I know I'm just your girlfriend, but I care so much about you. I could never sit back and act like you don't mean the world to me, because you do. And I hate seeing you hurt like this. I want to have been able to do something, literally anything. But I feel so helpless right now, and I almost lost you to something I wasn't even there for. So frustrating. I know, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be crying. And I could tell that you don't want me to cry over this. You want me to be okay. And I want to be okay with this, but I can't. I can't tell myself that you're going to be okay and not worry about the next time you decide to go out somewhere. There are so many things that could happen to you. So much that I can't stop from happening to you. I've been thinking so much about where our life is headed, and I've imagined so much about the future, but no matter how far I think, it always has you in it somewhere. I can't not have you here. And I know this is probably a selfish thought, but I want you in my life for the rest of my life. Really? And that's not like something you're saying because you have to. I mean, I've wanted to say it for a while, but I realize now that I may not always have the chance to say it, so. There's so many things I've been meaning to say to you. How much I care about you, how much I think about you, and sometimes even just how often I want to, like, get you something. But I don't always say them out loud, and I regret that I haven't. I know now that I always should. I'm not going to let myself stay quiet around you because I really want you here for the rest of my life, and I need to make sure you hear all of me. I don't want to lose you, but I also don't want to leave things unsaid. I love you too. But do you love me enough to not want to get into a car? I know. I know, I would never make you decide that because I know it would change, like, way too much in your life. Too much that I don't want to inconvenience you with, but could you at least wait a little longer? At least until I'm not dreading the idea of you not coming home once you leave for the day. And I appreciate that you want to go back to work for us, but I don't want you to have to pick that over the time we have left together. You're on a medical leave from work right now, yeah? Or have you not called them yet? Okay, so that's the first thing we need to do. And then it's also an excuse for you to not get into a car unless it's driving us home once they discharge you. Which, at least for now, I have a bit of time before that happens. I have time here to spend with you. Also, if you're going to be around for the rest of my life, then you'd better be ready for me to bubble wrap you the next time you decide to get into a car. And obviously I wouldn't let you drive for a while just because I don't want you to be too scared after the accident today. You can work your way back up to it until you feel comfortable behind the wheel again. In the meantime, I can drive you where you need to go, or you can stay home. Stuff like this is super traumatizing, even if you don't feel it right away. And if you need me there when you start driving again, then I will always be there. You don't have to do anything difficult alone, not while I'm around. Of course. And do you mind if I stay here a bit longer? I can also go back and track down that nurse for you to get that extra pillow you needed. Along with whatever else you might need. I know I saw some candy in the vending machine on my way over if you wanted anything. Are you sure? I can get you whatever they have in there. Oh yeah, they definitely had those. Do you want like one or two? I thought so. Let me go see what I can do. Just don't go anywhere. Yeah, I know. You're stuck in that bed just like you're stuck with me. For however long we still have.